time to get pumped with Vaughn Thiel in the Spoken Hustle. What's happening, bro?
I'm good, my brother.
Are you good?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, Mondays is my thing, man.
Mondays is your thing. It's going to be a good Monday, though, when you're in the building, because you come in, you make everyone feel good, you've got a good energy.
For sure.
Good advice for the week ahead.
Good vibes, bro.
Yeah, because it's starting to... The weeks ahead are now starting to look very daunting. I know in January, Mondays, I was like chilled. I was like, yeah, I can kind of go through this week and, you know, not get a lot of stuff done and no one's really going to notice. But February is really highlighting my laziness. It's really just putting it out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, in fact, it gets real. It's like now we're really in the new year.
I know.
It's really on now.
I still have stuff I put off in December.
We're still trying to make up 2014's resolutions.
Yeah. It's hard out here. Sure. And it's specifically hard out here when you're a young entrepreneur and you want to make it happen, which is what we're speaking about today, right?
Definitely. I've got a cool guest with me in the building. He actually interviewed me on his website, GoTrend.
Yeah, saw that. Very cool.
Yeah. We met at Samsung Galaxy Note 4 launch. I thought he was a really cool guy. We got chatting on the bus, and yeah, we've just been hanging up on Twitter every now and then. And Kevin McLennan is with us, and he's a young entrepreneur living his dream, and I'd just like him to shed a little bit of insights into what he does and how he does it, and we can all get to know him a little better, and hopefully someone can learn something from him. So, Kevin, thanks for joining us, bro.
Thanks so much, Vaughn. How's it going?
Very cool, dude. Editor-in-chief of GoTrend and GuyTrend, starting your third year at Monash South Africa, studying a double major in journalism and communications media. But they don't teach you how to run a business anywhere, right?
You can say that again.
Sure.
Well, it's been an amazing experience so far, learning what I've been wanting to learn since I was just a little boy. You know, and when you get to that point where you can wake up and go and do what you want to do every day, then I think you've made it in life quicker than you thought.
For sure. That's very true. One of the things that strike me the most about Kevin is that he's only 20 years old and he's running a fairly established business, and he's got a couple of opportunities coming up in the business and all that type of thing. And he tells me GoTrend is turning 2 on Wednesday.
2 on Wednesday, yes.
That's 2 years working as a young entrepreneur. That's 18 years old. That's straight after school. Tell me about that. Tell me how did you get into doing something like this at 18, right after matric, when people are like thinking about going on matric vac or getting hammered or working on the ships? You were thinking about business. How did you get into that?
Okay, well, I mean, basically in high school, I was always part of the journalism kind of club, the school magazine, the PR for the school kind of vibe. And so when I left school, I briefly interned at a magazine, and to be honest, I just didn't like it at all. It was the weirdest environment I've ever been in, and I found out slowly that I just couldn't handle authority.
Sure.
And so I thought the only way I'm going to do something is if I do it for myself.
Yeah.
And so in about January 2013, I registered the domain name gotrend.co.za. And I didn't touch it until I started Varsity, which was also mid-Feb in 2013. And to be honest, I didn't like Varsity at all.
That's a shock.
I went there and I just felt so overwhelmed by how much I thought it was going to be good, but it wasn't at all. And I ended up going to my last lecture on a Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning, of course.
Sure.
And it was my journalism lecture, my first one that I've ever attended. And my lecturer, Tinus Diacha, I'm sure he may be listening. he's all over the internet. He taught me that, you know, I don't have the choice not to like it, because if this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to have to learn. And this is how I'm going to have to achieve my goals, by learning and by disciplining myself.
Sure.
And sometimes I'm going to have to do things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
This is something a lot of people struggle with, is doing things that you don't want to do. This is why so many people drop out of Varsity in the first year or the second year. But there's just certain things that you got to go through in order to make something happen.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I mean, we're all put through things that we don't want to do. And even for kids, that's probably school sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, you know, once you become a bit older and a bit more mature, you realize that your parents or your teachers or even a guardian is putting you through these things that you'll realize later in life are beneficial for you.
Yeah, like I always say, man, you know, Varsity doesn't necessarily teach you how to be a pro at anything. You know, it doesn't really make you, you know, the best journalist you could be when you study journalism, but it definitely gives you a little bit of an edge over people that are competing in the industry. It keeps your brain sharp, it helps you conceptualize, and those type of things is never a bad thing to do. So if you don't really enjoy it while you're studying it, that's okay too, because if you want to be good at something, if you want to be the best, you're going to have to sometimes maybe write a story that doesn't really interest you, or partake in an event that's not really your flavor, but you've got to learn to deal with those things to be a successful person, you know, especially in this industry.
Yes, and obviously I take it all as a learning experience. Even if it's something that I don't want to do, I can reflect on it later and say, okay, for future, I may not want to take that path again, or sure. I just feel that that's not for me. And it's all part of growing as a person and becoming a human being that searches for the kind of niche that you're into, I can put it that way.
For sure.
Talk to me about your perception of the business of media in South Africa versus the reality and the real business of media in South Africa in 2015.
In 2015, okay. I was actually chatting to one about this just before we came on, and when I was a teenager, when I was about 13 or 14, I looked at the kind of the industry just from the outside view, from what I could get, the magazines, the television, the radio. And I mean, I even remember watching you, Ari, a few years ago, and I thought, this is what I want to do. I drew my inspiration from people like you. So when I started to go into the kind of the atmosphere of this media, it's nothing like I was expected. I kind of thought everyone was just, all the celebs were a little bit bitchy, all the PR consultants and companies were uncooperative, but they actually quite welcome you with open arms. And it's surprising to me, because it's nothing like I was expected. And I think that's why I carried on, because I was so happy. It was booming faster than I could even contain it.
It's amazing, man. And, you know, I want to get your perspective on this as well, because I've got this feeling about South Africa's, you know, media situation in an hour, and our celebrities and how people react to them. I feel like we don't really appreciate a lot of our celebrities, especially when it comes to music and acting and that type of thing. And I think it's because we glorify, you know, the actors and the musicians in the States and in England and that type of thing. Now, I would like to have asked a celebrity this, but then it would be a little bit of a biased opinion, because they are a celebrity. But you're somebody who mingles with them and who has a lot of interaction with a couple of celebrities, and you write about them.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see what you think about that. Do you think that, what do you think the main reason is for South African people not really relating to the celebrities, or in ultimately not really supporting them? I have my opinion on it. I just sort of want to see what you think about it.
I mean, I could go into this for days, literally. Yeah. but, you know, let me take the Oscars as an example that happened last night. You know, there's just so much all around that. There's so much hype in the USA, and I mean, even globally.
Mm.
And then when it comes to events in South Africa and the celebs, it feels like no one supports them, like you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I can't really actually describe myself. I haven't even thought about it, how South Africa has glorified Western kind of celebrities but left their own.
Mm.
But like I said to you earlier, I think it depends what media channels you go through and what you do. And that's why I must say that celebs, though... sorry, I'm just trying to gather my thoughts here for a second.
SAB,
that's what I was saying, the SABC. Public channels and public radio stations, they get further than media channels that are harder to reach in South Africa.
Sure.
Because media channels like the internet, they're not really available in South Africa. And I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I'm speaking the truth.
Not as easily available, I'd
not
say.
As easily.
Yeah,
I mean, we're growing, definitely, through computers and libraries and things like that.
Yeah.
But I feel once we get to that level that hopefully we will do, that the USA has, we may start respecting our celebs more.
A lot more.
And it comes down to that. It comes down to what media platforms are producing the content for the people. And the content that's more available than the content that's not will obviously be favored.
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with you on that, and that's a cool way to look at it as well. Through the channels, the bigger channels, you know, the more watched channels, if you cover the celebs properly on those, you'll get a better response. That's a valid point. I take the stance where I say, I feel like a lot of the time, the South African people don't connect with our celebs. And I feel like that is also a lot to be a lot to rest on the shoulders of the media, like for instance, like ourselves.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we've got to try to find a way to get who the celebs are across to the people more. Maybe that will create a connection, because I've spoken to people that are like, Johnny Depp, Bruce Willis, what? Those guys are great. Those guys are, you know, what? Don't ever talk about Johnny Depp like that. But come on, dude. Like, you don't even live in his country. You know what I mean?
You have the connection. I don't even know if we have celebrities in South Africa, though.
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing.
But do you think that it's a thing because we haven't created that thing?
I don't know if we want to create that thing.
Well,
I think,
why?
Like, for instance, I find interviewing every day at Help Us 4, we interview a South African celebrity.
Sure.
We're about to chat to a South African celebrity just now. Zola's in the building. He's in the room next door.
I see him looking fresh.
And he's cool, and he's got this great personality. And I love it because you get to hear that person's story. You get to hear about their hustle.
Sure.
But a lot of the time you meet people that are supposedly famous and are celebrities. It can be a little disillusioning, and you wonder why we're celebrating this person. Because that's the root of that word, is to celebrate. So what are you celebrating somebody for?
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. I get what you're saying. But to some extent, we do have people to celebrate, you know, in our own capacity, musicians and a couple of actors and, you know, people like that. I think sometimes we overlook a Casper in Your Vest album because he's a South African. I don't listen to local hip hop, or I don't really watch local TV. I don't watch local movies because it's local. It's not good enough. I feel like that's the bad stigma created around it. I think because people don't really know the people that are actually doing, you know, the art. Maybe this is just my opinion. I could be completely wrong, but maybe if we can create a channel of connection between celebs and the public, maybe we'll see a better response. I don't know.
But I take it as well as, you know, look at the Kardashians. They have everything. They deserve nothing. And then you actually look at people in our country who are hustling full time.
Sure.
They're doing what they're doing. They're doing it well. There's actors, there's singers, and they're not getting the recognition that they deserve just because they don't have their butts on a front cover. You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
And
stupid people must stop being made famous, though.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing. Like, don't make idiots famous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I kind of enjoy an episode of Geordie Shore every now and then.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's not that I necessarily want to celebrate the person.
Sure.
I just kind of, it's funny.
It's entertaining.
It's cool.
Mm.
Let's shift gears for a second here, because Vaughn, I know you want to speak about self-acceptance.
Yeah, definitely.
How does that come into this conversation?
Okay, so Kevin mentioned to me when we were chatting just before we got him on the show, about a week ago, I asked him what are one of the biggest challenges he's faced as a young entrepreneur and somebody, you know, pursuing his dream. And he came up with a very interesting answer, and I really liked it because it ties in nicely with our movement. And he said, to accept myself and my body for, you know, what I am and who I am, and getting to know myself in that way. And I wanted to know, Kev, I wanted to bring this across, is how did you come to that realization through what you are doing? How did you tie, like, who you are and what you're doing together to find that answer?
Like I mentioned to you earlier before, I'm young. So
20 years
old. A lot of people look at me and they think, you know, what is this kid doing? Really? Are you kidding me? And I would often, you know, have meetings, or I would have correspondence with companies, or just random people trying to create some hype for them, even on GoTrend. And we would meet up and they would look at me and they would say, but, you know, how are you running this? If you're this young, you're obviously not doing something right. It's going to fail. Yeah, what do you know? And last year, about halfway, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to kind of just maybe give it a break. I'll shut down GoTrend. And, you know what, maybe I'll do it another time. And just the next day, actually, I got an email from one of my good friends. Her name is Lisa Marie, and she works at Mascon Optics. And she said to me, let's meet. I want to talk about correspondence with GoTrend. So I met her, and she does the PR for Mascon Optics, and they do diesel eyewear and, you know, all those kind of cool brands
cool
like
stuff.
That. And she said to me, I really like what you've got going on. I think it's cool. It's hip. And she brought me on board as one of her brand ambassadors.
Cool.
So it opened up for you like that.
Yeah.
It opened up that people, you know, they actually trust me, and this is what I'm going to do. And I thought, damn you, Kevin, for doubting yourself like that. Damn you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, full blast, let's do this. And so then straight after that as well, one of my good friends who's in Cape Town, his name's Brendan Peterson, and he's really a techie kind of guy. And
sure.
He's into all the same things that I am, and I just thought, you know what, this guy is really good. And so he's on board for GoTrain now as well. And such a respected name like that, wanting to take part in a project that was as little as mine, just shows that I might have something going here.
You got some potential.
I got some potential.
Yeah.
And so then people from my university started joining in. A good guy called Sol, he does celebrity interviews for me. And it's so in-depth, and he just works so hard. And it just shows, you know, that you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be studying it. You don't have to have experience to do what you want to do. And I wish more people would understand that. And so through that all, it made me grow as a person, and it made me realize that, you know, I'm going to be worthy to do something good one day. I'm going to do this, and it's going to be my dream, and I'm not going to let it fail because I don't have another option.
Tell me about the internal conversation that goes on when you're doubting your own sort of self-worth and your, you know, your ability to succeed. Because it seems like you've gone through a phase or are going through a phase where you don't necessarily feel like you deserve to do well.
Yeah, I feel you there. It's a phase though that I think I'm finally over now. Because I've proved myself. There's nothing left to prove with GoTrain. It's there. It's happening. It's not going away. I felt very intimidated, I must say, because there was a lot of media, especially within the writing kind of industry and magazine industry, that eventually got a little bit threatened. I'm not trying to say in like a, you know, I'm better than you kind of way, but I was booking interviews with celebs and with important people that sometimes they just wouldn't get because of their reputations. So some people started turning against me and started, I wouldn't say bad-mouthing, but they were saying that GoTrain wasn't going to be a success. They were telling people that, you know, it's just some kid running this thing, and it's not important. And that's how I started to feel. I thought, if official people who have been in this business are saying that, what the hell am I going to do?
Dude, some people said that some kid just thought of a phone that you can touch the screen, and that was Steve Jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the worst thing you could ever say. Like, oh, some kid's doing it. What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, I hate that mentality. Yeah, that's great, bro. So you pushed through that, and then you learned about self-acceptance.
And I thought, you know what? Just do it. This is my message, kind of like, this is like my little personal mantra that I repeat to myself when I'm busy singing in the shower. And I'm like, you know what? It's 2015, and there's going to be people who like you and people that don't like you. And there's people who like this and people who like that. And you know what? Just accept them all and take them as they come. And you know what? At the end of the day, you've got your own project to face. And, you know, it's not about goals and it's not about achieving things, but it's about fulfilling yourself without having to, you know, prove yourself to anybody else.
Sure, sure.
And actually believing it when you say that.
Most importantly,
Don't try not to say anything you don't really believe in. That's probably like to round it off. You know, you got to believe in what you tell yourself, and especially what you
always
put out there. You got to believe in your work. You got to believe in your vision.
And that's why I try and tell people that sometimes as well, because I try and pass on my knowledge as much as I can.
Yeah.
What little bit of it I have, what 20 years of it I have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people think of me as like kind of judging them in a way, but I just see potential and I see what you can do. Mm. And I see that, you know, you can be this great person and you don't have to try too hard to do it.
Mm.
Tell me about mapping out a vision and a future. Is it an organic process for you, or do you have very distinct ideas of what you want out of a year, out of 10 years?
My future was always planned, I think. Ever since I was in grade school, even about grade three, grade four, I knew this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to do writing, and I wanted to be an editor, and I wanted to go into radio, and there's so much more I still want to do.
Mm.
And so when you've had that dream in your head for so long, it gives you quite a lot of time, I must say. But it's almost not a plan anymore. It's your path.
It's almost not a plan anymore. It's your path. Very, very cool line, dude. Thank you so much for coming in. Vaughn, nice one.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, this is a cool dude. And you know what I like the most about this is that everyone listening can hear that Kevin is a normal guy. He comes from a normal situation. He went to college. He had a dream, and that's what he's pursuing. You don't need to be born into a family with the surname Kardashian to be something. You know what I mean? You can do it yourself. You really can.
So
put
you
your mom to
as your mother.
And a transvestite as a stepdad. No. You don't need that. You can literally pick yourself up and be successful. It's all up to you, man. You can get up and do it. Kevin, just before you go, mate, I just want to play this little game with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's called Finish the Sentence. All okay. Right. I'm going to read it.
Oh, you want game show music? So,
you're going to play some
music. Okay, I'm ready for this.
Are you famous at sound effects?
There you go.
Okay, this game is called Finish the Sentence. I'm going to start it. You're going to finish it.
Okay.
I hate it when people...
judge me.
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I would...
Oh, I'd so go into video game designing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I always wake up and
go back to sleep.
Nice, that's I also do that. No, I do that for real. My name is Kevin McLennan and I am a...
I'm here and it's gonna be a good life. It's good. Gonna be
I like
an
that.
Inspiring one.
I like that.
Very, very cool. That's
thanks for coming
Kevin
through,
Kevin. There.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thanks, Ari.
How do we keep up with you 24/7, dude?
Okay, well, you know, I've got 6,000 social media accounts, so take a pen and paper. It's Twitter at Kevin McLennan ZA. Same for Instagram. Facebook, Kevin McLennan. GoTrend at GoTrend SA. Twitter at GoTrend SA. Instagram. Facebook page, GoTrend SA. And, of course, www.gotrend.co.za.
Very, very cool. Vaughn, how do we keep up with you?
You know me, on Twitter, at Vaughn the Poet, on Instagram, at Vaughn the Poet, on Facebook, Vaughn Thiel, and then you can catch me on my blog, vaughnthepoet.wordpress.com.
Very, very cool. If you missed any of the Spoken Hustle, we'll put that podcast up just after 6, and if you're listening to the podcast, you didn't miss any of this. Nice one.